السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of مركز الصحابة, voice of أهل السنة والجماعة, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. الحمد لله رب العالمين. We come to you live from our studio in Johannesburg and Durban on this beautiful Wednesday morning, the 22nd of January 2025. Corresponding with the 22nd of Rajab 1446. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us afiyat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our du'as. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each one of us husni khatima. Alhamdulillah wahdahu wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين أوفعوا أهدا الذين هم مفاتيح الرحمة ومصابيح الغرر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: ربنا إنك من تدخل النار فقد أخزيته وما للظالمين من أنصار. ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الدعاء مخ العبادة. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته, أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Wednesday morning. حضرت مفتي صاحب, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and afaw with afiyat and good health, and may Allah accept all your khidmat for deen, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to witness the beautiful month of Ramadan. Allahumma barik lana fi rajaba wa sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Hazrat Isab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 22nd of Rajab 1446, and we say Jazakallahu khairan to Mona Salim Kareem and Appa, and Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Dawood Munli. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today we focus on chapter 42, Surah Ash-Shura, Mutual Consultation, and verses number 20, 21, and 22. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is informing us how important our intention and what is our real motive. Do we have an ulterior motive, hidden agenda? Obviously, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala knows everything. Ma kan wa ma yakun, the past, the present, the future. And nothing is hidden and obscure from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. His knowledge is all-embracing, all-encompassing. Hence, chapter 42, verse number 20. Man kana yuridu, whosoever made the intention from me and you, haras al-akhirah, for the tilt and the plantation and the orchards of the year after, meaning his aim, objective became that. So it means we will live in this world, but we will always focus on the year after, how that boat and ship, it will move all the time, and the aim is to reach the shore, but you have to ensure that the water is on beneath you and the boat and ship is on top. If the water comes into the boat and ship, then obviously it will be disaster. You will drown and the ship will sink, and that will be history. So that is where humanity is today. We are obsessed with the worldly love and the glitter and glamour of this world and so forth. So man kana yuridu harth al-akhirah, whosoever's aim, his intention, objective is the plant, the orchard of the year after, nazid lahu fi harthi, then we will increase for him in that plantation of his. We will give you barakah, we will give you blessing, we will give you honor, and we will give you the divine help. Look at Hamas taking on Israel, America, Britain, Europe, NATO, and defeating them. What honor Allah has given them. What honor Almighty Allah has given the Taliban, because they know we are here in this world for a sojourn and a very short period. So prepare in this world for the year after. And the opposite, وَمَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الدُّنْيَا, and whosoever his intention, motive is, he or she, the plantation, the orchard of this worldly life, they just want dust of the world, everything of the world, whatever they see, they just want. حَرْثَ الدُّنْيَا نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا, we will give that person a portion of it. Not whatever he or she desires, just a small portion of this worldly desires and worldly pursuits and career and what have you. Minha wa ma lahu fil akhirati min nasib, and in the year after there'll be no share and no portion for them. You see, the non-Muslim today, the capitalist, the secularist, the Zionist, and the socialist, and the Democrats, and whoever else, the Republicans, call them whatever haramis you want to. Their whole alpha, omega, aim, objective is this world. Rabbana atina fi dunya, that, O Allah, grant us here in this world, wa ma lahu fil akhirati min qalaq, that they won't get no share in the year after. So it shows that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us that such people, that their aim, objective is only this worldly life, and therefore the true Muslim, he never ever makes dua like that. All this is enshrined in the noble Quran. So let us read from the noble Quran and see. The non-Muslim will say, Rabbana atina fid dunya, O Almighty Allah, give me in this world. Whether it's halal, haram, wine, dine, swine, Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve, Adam and Eve, for them what they have to worry. وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ, and for them there is no share in the year after. Meaning for them is Jahannam and the hellfire. Chapter 2, verse 200. But the Muslim, he or she will say, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ, that is the true Muslim, Muslim, devoted, dedicated Muslim will say, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. Chapter 2, verse 201. Ya Allah, grant us goodness in this worldly life. That is all the things that are halal and permissible and legal. And grant us the best of the best in the year after, Jannat al-Firdaus, Ru'yat al-Bari ta'ala, to see the honorable countenance of Almighty Allah, Shafa'atul Kubra, the intercession of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to meet the Master alayhi salatu wasalam, wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhab an-nar, and save us and deliver us from the punishment, chastisement of the fire. Chapter 2, verse 201. So that is exactly what Almighty Allah is teaching us. What is our aim? What is our objective? Sufyan Thawri rahimahullah, he was one of the great, great scholars of Islam. So many things he taught us. He said, Allahumma ij'ali dunya fi aydina. Ya Allah, I'm translating our translation that will resonate with us. Allahumma ij'ali dunya fi aydina. Ya Allah, give us dunya. Nice house, nice shop, nice business, nice everything, good health, honor, everything. But keep that all in our hands. Wala taj'alha fi qulubina. Do not place that in our hearts. The heart is for you, O Ya Allah Jalla Wala. The heart is for you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And remember that the heart must be saturated with the love of Islam. So Almighty Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Ahlul Bayt, the household of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the beloved Sahaba and companions and so forth. So what a powerful dua of Imam Sufyan Thawri rahimahullah. So Almighty Allah is posing a question to them, the non-Muslim. You say Jesus is the Son of God. You say Israel belongs to you, Jutlas, Haramis, murderers, baby killers, super terrorists. You say that, remember that you can kill and do whatever you want to because you have Trump there in the White House. So Allah is posing the question, Am lahum shuraka? What do they have, associates and partners of Almighty Allah? And these so-called partners of Allah, obviously there's no partners. Allah is posing a rhetorical question, a hypothetical question to them. Shara'u lahum min ad-deen. And these so-called partners, have they sanctioned for them some religion? Such a religion, ma'lam ya'azam bihillah, which Almighty Allah has not given permission. Allah does not give permission, but they are idols, they are demigods, they are semigods, they are so-called deities, so that are sanctioning it and giving it credibility. So what type of religion is that? Walawla kalimatul fasli, had it not been for the decisive word of Almighty Allah, the punishment immediately, then laqudhiya baynahum, then remember that better should be decided immediately. So kalimatul fasli means the punishment will come on the appointed time. So had that not been there, the punishment should have come immediately and the matter should be decided instantly. Wa inna al-zalimin, and verily the zalims, oppressors, tenpot dictators, the kafirin, the non-Muslims who reject Islam, they reject the Quran Sharif, they reject Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mushrikeen, the idol worshippers, and they worship so many other things and so forth. So the munafikeen, the hypocrites who only pay lip service to Islam, but the hearts are devoid of true belief and conviction. So they all come under the purview of this verse. Wa inna al-zalimin. So verily the tenpot dictators, oppressors, and transgressors, lahum adhabun aleem. For them is a painful, terrible punishment and chastisement. Allah mahfadna amin. May Almighty Allah protect us all. Almighty Allah Jalla wala juxtaposes the two scenarios. One are those people who are here, who are, but sane and mature, but they belong to the kuffar, the non-Muslims, the mushrikeen, polytheists, idol worshippers, munafikeen and hypocrites. So for them, tarad-zalimeen, you will see that these zalims, so now on the day of justice, and before that during Sakarat, when the pains and pangs of death comes and surround them, you see them mushfiqeen, and now they are fearing, and now they are trembling, mimma kasabu, because of what they earned, what they did, how many babies and children they murdered and martyred. So everything will become clear to the world, mimma kasabu, whatever they earned, and now what they fear, the punishment, wa waqi umbim, and surely that punishment will fall upon them, everlasting doom and gloom, everlasting jahannam, innal munafiqina fi darkil asfali minan nar. They can have Muslim names, but they don't have iman, they don't have that faith, they don't have that firm conviction, so they will be dispatched to the lowest layer of Jahannam and the hellfire. Chapter 4, Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verse 145. وَوَّ وَاقِعٌ بِهِمْ. So surely this punishment will occur, and they will see it with their own naked eyes. Now you juxtapose and draw a comparison, and the true believers who had iman, who had Islam, who had ikhlas and sincerity, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصالحات, those who love with true faith and iman and conviction, and they passed away with it. وَأَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, they continued with the righteous deeds and speech and actions. فِي رَوْضَاتِ الْجَنَّاتِ, you go to Madina Munawwara, the portion between Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's house Mubarak, and the portion between the mimbar, the pulpit. Hadith Bukhari Sharif, what did he, the master alayhi salatu salam, say? Ma baina bayti wa mimbari rawdatun min riyadil jannah, that this portion here is one of the gardens of Jannah, one garden that is Rawda and Rawdat. So Rawdat will be the plural, several gardens. So Allah Ta'ala says for them, fi Rawdatil Jannat, they will have many, many gardens beyond perception, comprehension, and Jannat, and there in paradise, remember, Jim Noon, Jin, you can't see. Junoon, insanity, you can't see. Janin, the fetus in the mother's womb, you can't see. So Jannat, you can't see everything there. So from here in this world, we just get a small little example, a bonus, a bansela. فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ, the optimum, maximum reward, O Muslim, O Muslimah, you will receive in the year after. But there's a proviso, there's a condition. Wallahu yuhibbul muhsineen, Almighty Allah loves those people who continue with ihsan. They fulfill their duty with beauty, they fulfill their beauty with sincerity. So all that we have to do, and Almighty Allah has mentioned this in chapter 3, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 148. So everything is mentioned in the Quran Sharif, in the Sunnah Mubarakah. But the Muslim today, more interested in Hollywood, Bollywood, Netflix, and what haram activities. So we should now make sure we change our life for the better. So fi rawdatil jannat, salullaha al-firdaus, fa innaha a'laha wa awsatuha. Habibuna Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, we should not ask Almighty Allah for Jannah only, for ourselves, for our marhumin, our deceased, our martyrs, our shuhada. Allahumma inna nas'aluka jannat al-firdaus. Ya Allah, we beg of you you Jannat al-Firdaus. Why? فَإِنَّهَا أَعْلَاهَا وَأَوْسَطُهَا. It is the cream of the crop when you want to go in the plane. So now you're standing in the queue. You're standing there in the economy queue. You're looking on your side. The people are standing in the business line, business queue. And then you see the people standing on first class. So what is your hope and aspiration? How I wish I also want to be there in business class and first class. So similarly, this will resonate with us, with our puny little brains, when Allah is prepared to give the best of the best. So why not we beg Almighty Allah, say, Allah, grant our parents, our teachers, our muhsineen, those who did us so many favors in our life, and they passed away with Iman and Islam, grant them Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, grant them the highest stages in Jannah. So that is the true Muslim. Fi rawdatil jannat. And once they enter there, lahum ma yasha'una inda rabbihim. For them is whatever they wish and desire by their sustainer, nourisher. Zalika wal fadlul kabir. And that will be the biggest grace and the greatest success for that person there. Foes, success, fadl, and that is grace. That I told you to wash my car, give you 100 rand. You did such an immaculate job that I could see my face on the tires. You know what I mean? So I gave you 150 rand. So that 50 rand extra is fadl. Now that is human being. If it comes from Almighty Allah, and yet Allah use an extra adjective, fadlul kabir, it is very, very great, magnanimous grace from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. How majestic, how great it will be beyond our perception and our comprehension. So may Almighty Allah grant us Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, and that is the aim of the true Muslim. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 22nd of Rajab 1446. We present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, globally, and internationally. It is, remember, ceasefire day number 4, today, Wednesday. And there in Russia, Putin, you see, there it is day number 1063. So against Ukraine and so forth. So here's the news roundup. One Jutla dead. So we say Alhamdulillah. We're very happy. Every day a khuya jwat as a dwaya jwat. A good Jew is a dead Jew. You see that? So that is we're very happy. So wherever they freck and they die like dogs in Israel and Palestine and occupied Palestine, we say Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. And 4 Jutlas were stabbed in Tel Aviv. A guy came from Morocco. You want ties with Morocco, you wanted ties with Bahrain, you wanted ties with Emirates and so forth, Egypt and Jordan. So some of the Arabs and true Muslims will come to Israel because you say you want ties, but they have ghira, they have self-respect and self-esteem. So this Moroccan brother, Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus, he walked there in Tel Aviv and he stabbed 4 Jutlas. We say very good, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Every Jutla you harm who is supporting the Zionist apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel is a legitimate target. One settler, one bullet. You can quote me in any part of the world. So you must remember that. And then they martyred him. So well done to you, Maghribi. Allah Ta'ala grant you Maghribi, Moroccan. Allah grant you Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Trump is trumpeting away the harami, you see, making storms everywhere. He says, remember this name, Stargate. So there will be AI. Already the scene is being set for Dajjal. AI, artificial intelligence, $500 billion. You see that? We are going to revolutionize everything, bring revolution in the health field, in the politics, and so big talk, you must remember. But he says he's a unifier. area, but he caused so many problems with Mexico already, with Canada already, with Panama already, with the Palestinians already, that Biden said some of these settlers are terrorists and so forth. He lifted the ban from these terrorists and so. So what unifier you are, Trump? You're just making storms everywhere for nothing and so forth. See, I told you just now, watu izzu man tasha, watu zillu man tasha. Allah Jalla Wala gives honor to whomsoever he wishes. Allah disgraces, humiliates whoever he wishes. The top chief of the Israeli Defense Force, that his name was Heavy, Heavy Shaitan, Heli, whatever, he resigns. He says, I take responsibility for the failure of 7th October 2023. Now the Harami resigns. Now they're looking for a new chief. So the people in Israel are saying that Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, must also resign, because he also is responsible for all the problems of 7th October 2023. So he's a Harami. He knows he won't resign, because next stop for him will be drunk to prison and jail. Israel now, they got a so-called ceasefire with the Palestinians there in, remember, Gaza. So the trucks are coming in, the lorries are coming in, 600, 800, 900. No looting taking place. But on the West Bank, remember, the Israelis are attacking the Muslims and the Palestinians. They martyred and murdered 9 already. These are the Jutlas. Remember that the Jutla are the scum of the earth, a cursed nation. They are murderers of prophets and messengers, Quran says. And today, in the words of, remember, that Khafal like Ronnie, Ronnie Kestrels used to say, in Afrikaans, they call him Khafal like Ronnie. You see that? The dangerous Ronnie, because he used to put the Jutlas and Zionists in their place. So he used to say, Ronnie Kestrels, you can Google him. He was our minister on various portfolios. He said, these Jutlas, Israelis, Zionists are baby killers. We endorse your sentiments, sir. We met you also. So remember that in Gaza, they found in one place 72 bodies of our children, our men and women, and buried under the rubble and so forth. See, America, bootlicking. Now they had to negotiate with the Taliban. You want your American? Yes, you can have your American, but you must release our people from Guantanamo Bay. America said yes. You see that? So that is Taliban. But Pakistan, Pakistan ki hukumat chor, Pakistan ki fauj chor, the government of Pakistan, bunch of thugs and crooks. The army in Pakistan corrupted, you must remember. Therefore, our sister Dr. Afia still is in jail. Otherwise, Taliban, they said, we're getting our people out from there. We have the Americans. You want your American? You bring back our people from Gitmo. So that is Taliban. Allahu Akbar, Taliban. Allahu Akbar, Hamas. And we say Zindabad to them. Long live. And Murdabad, we say to Israel and America. May you be dumped and maybe you dismantled very soon. Ajilan ghayra ajil. Very, very soon, inshallah. So remember the ICC. The ICC, the International Criminal Court. They are the ones that said that Benjamin Netanyahu and the defense minister are war criminals, so they're expecting Trump to sanction them as well. And that ICC, now they chose a president, that Ugandan lady who will be there, who was the judge, and now she'll be the president. The last time, everything she went against all the other judges. We need to follow the money. Anything in this world, follow the money. Go and see her accounts. How many million dollars have been put in her account, or maybe her children's account or family's account, and suddenly she is a disgrace to Uganda, the disgrace to Africa, and the disgrace to humanity. But what do you expect from these people here? So Trump, he chose a lady. She will be the UN ambassador. Yesterday, when they were questioning questioning her, she said, yes, Israel has the right to the West Bank. The Bible said so. Madam, whose Bible? Your grandfather's Bible. The Bible which the Jutlas and the Jutlis and the Zionists wrote. So you must remember that you're another idiot and a fool. And she said, UNRWA must be kicked out and expelled from there because they got ties with Hamas. So you got ties with Israel, the biggest terrorist on earth. So what do you say about that? When she was questioned what rights do the Palestinians had, she just kept quiet and she just ducked that question because her chief is Donald Duck. They're all haramis, these people, remember that. Trump trumpeting away, he says, me, I'm going to Mars. Yes, they will shoot you to Mars. So maybe you and Elon Musk, he say, we're going to put the US flag there on Mars also. That is Trump trumpeting away. So remember that. The ski resort there in Turkey, 76 people killed there. So now the owner of that resort in jail, four of them, because they did not take the necessary and make the necessary arrangements, safety requirements and so forth. There's America, we know, right? So Trump, he doesn't like American woman. He got his wife from overseas. She's a migrant, but he wants to kick out the migrants, right? Now, who's Vance? Vance is the guy. You must remember Trump wants Hitler, but today he is his vice president. Who's his vice? His wife. Vance's wife is who? She's a Hindu. And first time a Hindu is occupying the White House. You see that as deputy president wife, vice president's wife. Her name Usha Vance. So you must read her life history. Very, very interesting. So yesterday they dragged her into the church. You see that? But she don't believe in the church. She believe in the temple. So that is how they play the game. You must remember that. You know, if you know Gujarati, you know all this, our vernacular. So what you say, Ma Salim, you must use that in your lectures. Fatwa for batwa. Fatwa for batwa. So you get fatwas as long as you palm them. You see that? So this is how they work. Just come, man, what you worrying? You Hindu, you enter the church also, is lungi le. They will give us more money and so forth. So fatwa for batwa. You see, scholars for dollars. There's no shortage of them. So in the world today, so read about the Usha Vance, Hindu lady, but she was born, they say, in America. Ukraine conflict must end. So Rubio, you're going to hear his name now a lot. He is the new Secretary of State. Blinken is gone, the Secretary of Genocide Harami. Ben-Gvir, the biggest terrorist in Israel, resigned. The right wing and the left wing all are very, very happy. Good riddance to you, Ben-Gvir. Come to South Africa. We will hang you here on our toll gates, inshallah. Tanzania confirms the Marburg virus outbreak. All these African countries, they will say, yeah, we got this virus. Why? So they want more and more aid and more money, and then they pocket it. Go see Ukraine. Millions and millions of dollars were found there, and then they confiscated it. So I'll come here to these stories of South Africa just now. Dr. Hassan, a Palestinian, he tore the Sky TV presenter to pieces. She asked him that, what do you say about what's happening there in Gaza, that aren't Hamas to blame? You all attacked Israel on 7th October 2023. Dr. Hassan, Allah reward you, you tore her and the Israeli delegate to pieces. Therefore, they're trying to remove it. You must remember that. But we sent it out. Alhamdulillah, thousands of people read it. You can't hide everything, Jutlas and Jutlis and Zionists. Allah has cursed you forever and will punish you forever, and you can do absolutely nothing about it. Prince Harry, his woes are still not finished. So he has a huge battle with the Murdoch newspapers, the Sun and so forth. So now there's delay in the court cases. He says that they have, you must remember that, like smudge, they have, you know, that defamation of character. character. That's the word I was looking for. So they defamed him and so forth. So that is what they have done and so forth. So now the matter goes to court and so forth. Hamas will free four ladies, four women this Saturday. And the Jutlas will have to then release more than 100. So it's Hamas teaching the Jutlas, we will dictate the terms, we won't take from you. Iraq is trying to impose Islamic law. Allah alone knows if it is really Islamic law. A funny story from Pakistan. There's one guy, he went to the zoo, and his name Muhammad Azim, and he saw the lion there without permission of the people in charge of security. He went inside the, you know, where the lion is, and then he started filming with his phone. That lion got stuck into him and tore him. But Allah's fazl, Allah's mercy came. They saved him, but he's lying in hospital. He nearly died, you know. Maybe that will be the last film he will take and so forth. So today is 22nd of Rajab. Today is the day that Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu passed away in the year 60. He ruled this Ummah for almost 20 years, 19 and a half years. So he's a senior Sahabi, and we must always make dua. Allah grants us the love of Allah, the love of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the love of the Ahlul Bayt and the household of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the love for every Sahabi and companion. Let's give you South African news. You see, where I am here in Lens, so you see that there was a person yesterday morning, he's a witness to a murder in El Dorado Park. So then two guys came and they riddled him with bullets and they killed him in full view of the public. And now what happens? Our police, our justice system, hopeless, useless, good for nothing. Remember that. Then there is an Afrikaner guy. His name is Eugene Bertha. I'm not speaking about 2025 New Year's Day. I'm speaking about 2024 New Year's Day. The Eugene Bertha from here, Eastern side. He drank so much alcohol. You know, their diet is wine, swine, and so forth. So wine, dine, and swine. So much alcohol he had, his mother told him, get out from the house. He brought a hammer, and he hit his mother with that hammer and killed her. One. Then he goes to his sister, he takes the same hammer and hits her and smashes her with the hammer and murders her and kills her. Then he takes the legal gun of his father and shoots his father. Cold-blooded murder, homicide, premeditated murder. 1 year plus and counting. South African justice system, what have you done? Therefore, we must always speak the truth. We don't have to worry the hell of ANC or DA or whoever else. So we must say, now a guy like this, should we not impose the death sentence for him? They're using all our money. He's saying, I'm guilty. He say, I murdered my mother, I murdered my sister, I murdered my father. So why should we not hang him, put him in front of the firing squad, give him an injection and get rid of him? No, we can't have death penalty, but America has death penalty. So you must remember, this is how ANC have destroyed South Africa and the safety and security. The guy goes to court as a witness, they just shoot him dead. There's no witness protection. Guy comes, they murder his own parents and sister, and now over 1 year court case, and still again now it is postponed to February the 8th, and then the worst is still to come. Yesterday, one Muslim brother went here to the graveyard cemetery in Lens. He said the Muslim son, so-called Muslim son, murdered his own Muslim father. Even in the graveyard, he's smoking and so forth. So these kind of guys, for what must they live? We must hang them high. So we must. That is Muslim today. Qiyamah is very near. Because we allow so much freedom for our children. We give them so much money. They're filled with drugs. And they are spoiled brats, majority of them. That is the truth. Nobody will tell you the truth because they fear you and they fear your sponsorship. We will tell you the truth, whether you like it or not. Majority of your children are spoiled brats, let me tell you that. And therefore, we'll end up with incidents like this. Cry to Allah, O Muslim. ANC defends Shayani, that the minister in the presidency, and she steals, it is alleged that she defrauded the government for 2.5 and what have you, million. Say, no, it's all right. Therefore, you're losing ANC. Everywhere you are losing support, because from top to bottom, you are corrupted to the core. And I told you 100 times, I have Quran in my hand, never ever did I vote for you, and never ever will I vote for you. You're a disaster to South Africa, a shame and a disgrace to the sacrifices. People across the board gave their lives for what? For you to enrich yourself and to steal? Shame, man. It's a disgrace, you must remember. Come on, Lana, we have 20, 22 minutes, inshallah. Let me see properly. Yeah, 21, 22 minutes for the Q&A. Salat time changed today to 10 past 5. So, inshallah, let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti sir, what is the history about Kheer Puri? Is it right? Is it wrong? Is it sunnah? Is it bid'ah?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday I sent out 2 articles on all the groups and on Telegram and on our website. Kheer Puri, according to us, is the propaganda of the Kufar Shias. Amir Muawiyah, I just mentioned to you, just now passed away on the 22nd of Rajab in the year 60, and he is Katibul Wahi. I went to his grave Mubarak there in Damascus, remember Syria. And these Kufar Shias, they hate him and despise him. They spit on his grave. Therefore, that they close that whole area up and so forth. So that is what the Kufar Shia do. So people today are naive, follow the Pied Piper. And what they say? They say, no, Imam Jafar Sadiq Fatiha. But when I study the life of Imam Jafar Sadiq, we see he's born in the year 80, the same year Imam Abu Hanifa was born. He was born in Madina Munawwara, Hazrat Jafar Sadiq. He was born in Rabiul Awwal. He passes away on the 15th Shawwal, the year 148. He's buried there in Baqi. So what has he to do with Rajab? Every Sahabi is greater than him. Why don't have Fatiha for Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali and Sahaba? For him you have Dal mein kuch kala hai. It shows there's some hidden agenda. And remember, nobody can prove that this is a sunnah or compulsory. 100% bid'ah, 100% haram, and we're dead against it. Our people are like sheep, you must remember, they just follow. So, you know, that no bab dada em karta huta. So, therefore, you must remember that. In our Maimon people, in the olden days, it happened in my own family, what you're talking. So, now when the bride is going, she's leaving home, so they put coconut there by the car. So the car must go over the coconut. I was a very young boy. I'm looking at that. I just shook my head. I said, we must be nuts to put coconuts there. You see? So that is, we must eradicate ourselves from all these haram things. That is deen of Islam. They asked Imam Shafi, rahimahullah, who is Malik? He said, Malik Najmun. Imam Malik is a star, Ustazi. Say, how come you wrote a book against him then? He said, I love Malik, but I love the truth even more. We must follow the truth even though people dislike it. There is no Kheer Puri and all that, you must remember that. Who is making Kheer Puri? You'll see they say Isa Ali Sawa, but all the rich guys are there getting more and more fat, just like the ANC and so forth and so on. All haram, all bid'ah, not permissible.
Mufti Sahab, I would like to know if it's permissible to give a gift or commission to a person working in a company in order to receive a tender from that particular company.
Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz was one of the Umayyad Khulafa. The Umayyads ruled from Amir Muawiyah's time, the year 41, right up to the year 130, 131, 132 plus minus. So 1991, 92 years they ruled. Say 90 years plus minus. So he ruled Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahimahullah from the year 99 to 101. He's buried there next to Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, for Khalid bin Walid and for Amirul Mu'mineen Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahimahullah. So he is buried there in Hims in Syria. So when people came, they used to give him gifts. So he said, why are you giving me gift? He said, no, gift is sunnah. He said, kanat mina sunnah wa ammal yawm fa ya rishwa. For what you giving that person a present, a gift? Because you want a tender. 100% bribery and totally haram. La'anallahu rashi wal murtashi wal ra'ish. Sahih authentic hadith in Bayhaqi. Allah's curse is on the person who gave the bribery, the one who received the bribery, and you get the guy in between. He say, man, muni bakomad wardni. Ekin alas. I know the context. It's not who, is not what you know, is who you know. I'll sort it out. You see, extra lechmark, I'll sort it out. So he also is cursed, the third party. All haram, brother. Don't fool yourself.
Mufti Saab, is a spouse allowed to go to family members to badmouth their partners when they are having marital issues?
Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, inna sharra an-nasi indallahi manzila, that the person, husband or wife, whoever it is, are one of the worst people by Almighty Allah, that they take their bedroom tales, they take their marriage tales, they take their, you understand, complaints to all and sundry. She says, my husband did this, my husband did this. He says, my wife did this, my wife did this. All haram, all that. Islam taught us that you must take remedial measures, and that is in your house. That for idhu hunna, speak to your wife, remember, in such a tone that you melt the heart. Still she doesn't want to listen, wahjuru hunna fil madaji, withhold the conjugal rights and so forth. So she must know that you are displeased with her. So that is what Islam is teaching. Then wadribuhun, that you take the miswak or the ruler and just tap her. Not go and bash her up and her wife battering and assaulting. For that we say, don't waste your time with us, the Maulvis and ulama and jamiats and what. Go straight to the police and lay a charge of assault and put him in jail for one whole weekend, and then let them inshallah panel beat him properly there in jail, then the husband will come straight. So remember, all this going to complain here, so all that totally, absolutely haram. Go and read Surah 4, verse number 34-35. Even if the marriage is on the verge of breaking, so bring about arbitrators from the husband's side and the wife's side. Even at the 11th hour, if both parties are sincere, Quran says, Yurida islaha, yuwaffiqillahu baynahuma. Then if you want to reconcile both parties, Allah will send His unseen help and guide you to the truth. Chapter 4, verse number 35. Go read chapter 4, verse 34 and 35. Then you will know what Islam teaches. What you are suggesting, absolutely, totally haram.
Mufti Saab, I have two questions. It is my intention to visit the three harams. Question number one, am I allowed to read Witr Salah with the Imam of the harams when they read differently to the Hanafi method? Number two, in Makkah and Medina, they read 8 rakats. Do I read the balance of the 12 rakats of Taraweeh?
So two questions. So mashallah, number one, is this the witr? Yes, you read witr behind the imam. You must remember that. They read two and one. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahimahullah, who's buried in South Africa, his fatwa is permissible. I'm not sure, Mohammed Salim, whether you met him or not. He taught in Darul Karachi, he's our teacher. And Hazrat Mufti Ashik Ilahi, and remember, he was known as the Hanafi Mufti there in Medina Munawwara. And he went there, he passed away there, he's buried there, and so forth in Baqi. I asked him personally, he said, you read Salat? He said, I don't read, but you want to read, you all want to read totally. 1974, we were in Medina Munawwara. That time, they used to read the Witr Salat twice. They used to read it after Taraweeh also, and after Qiyamul Layl also. So we asked Hazrat Allama Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri that we read. He said, read, no problem. And if you want a reference of this, go open Hazrat Allama Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri's Ma'arifu Sunan, the first volume, you will find it there. He says permissible. Go open Arfu Shazi of Allama Sheikh Kashmiri, he says permissible. Our fatwa for past 30-35 years, totally permissible. Whether you're in Makkah, Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, Aqsa Mubarak, Cape Town, Kimli, Haman's Kraal, and your imam is a Shafi, Hanbali, and he reads two and one rakat, you follow him and finish and clear. Remember that, that's our fatwa. Second issue is this, Taraweeh Salat, according to all four schools, Shafis, Malikis, Hanbalis, Hanafis, is 20 rakat. These Salafis and MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, so they are the ones who brought about all these 8 rakats and 10 rakats and so forth. Our Ustad, big Sheikh there in Medina, Sheikh Atiyah Muhammad Salim, he used to cry when he used to speak about, you understand, Allama Shanqiti. I saw him cry many a time. He used to say, وَقَالَ وَالِدُنَا الشَّيْخ Allama Shanqiti Rahimullah, the person who wrote Adwa'ul Bayan, he wrote the whole book on this. And that is that Taraweeh Salat Ishreena Rakatan Akthar Min Alfi Amin Fil Masjidin Nabawi, for more than 1,000 years, 20 rakats Taraweeh in Masjid Nabawi, because he was in Medina, so he knows the whole history, geography, everything. You Salafis, you scholars for dollars, you have sold your soul to the shaitan. Any Salafi, first question, answer. Don't come this way, that way. Is MBS a Muslim or a kafir, murtad, shaitan? That's our first question. So because you'll get money from the Saudis and the Saudi embassies, hang your heads in shame. Yes, you read the 10 rakats with the imam, and then you read your witr with the imam, and then you go there and you make 10 rakats with your wife, you see, and you read from Alam Tara downwards, and that is how I do. I read all 20 rakats with my wife. So for years and years, I go read Isha in the masjid, and I come here, and mashallah, I'm upstairs, upper makan, niche ruhani dukan, and then I come after 6 rakats, 10 rakats, come check there, everything is right. How's the Taraweeh going from Makkah? How's the witr going? All that. So we kill 2, 3, 4 birds, then we have tea, and oh, it's a long Taraweeh, you see. So remember that when we have talks, bilateral talks of important husband-wife, you see. So all these things go on, you must remember. So that is what you must do.
Mufti Sahab, is it good to give ghusl for mayyat when we are in the state of haid?
Not permissible. You are napak yourself, you must remember that. In the state of menses, in the state of nifas, you can't be giving ghusl to the deceased. So the ladies who are tahirat, they must give the ghusl. Not the ladies who are in the state of haiz and nifas, not permissible that. And after you have given ghusl, male to male, female to female, then remember it is sunnah that you also take a ghusl, not compulsory. Man ghassala mayyitan falyaghtasil. Open Bulughul Maram, Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmed. You will find all these type of ahadis there. So for ladies who are in menses, you stay outside. You can't be giving ghusl and so forth.
Mufti Sahab, for a male after ejaculation, is it compulsory to pass urine before ghusl, for ghusl to be valid?
My brother, that before the hadith is a beautiful hadith in Sunan Sa'id bin Mansur, Mustafa Rasulullah Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "You, my beloved Sahaba, before you fulfill the conjugal relationship, that your intercourse with your wives and so forth, send a Rasul." So they asked, "Mar Rasulu Ya Rasulullah?" What do you mean we must send a messenger? He, Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, said, "Al Qublatu wal Kalam." You must kiss her and you must speak to her. Not like an animal, just go bang, wham, and thank you, ma'am, and like some people do. So Islam teaches us foreplay. Hadith go open, Sunan Sa'id bin Mansur. There's different thing today, our people, they never even some ulama never even heard the name. So we don't study properly, all like hit and run business, you know. So we must remember. So there's foreplay first. And thereafter you fulfill your desires, her desires, everything and so forth. Then you relax for a little while. And then you go to the toilet, everything. And then you relieve yourself. Everything in the pipeline must come out and so forth. And then you go for your compulsory ghusl and your compulsory bath and so forth. That is what Islam teaches us. Now let me give you an example. You fulfill the conjugal relationship with your wife. And thereafter, then you went to take ghusl. You did not visit the toilet and relieve yourself. And after your ghusl, then still you found that some, you know, drops coming out of semen and sperm. Ijma, and according to all four schools, you'll have to go and repeat that ghusl. You see that? So therefore, we will strongly recommend you that you must go to toilet first after the intercourse, and then you go for the ghusl, and then you must remember you take your ghusl. So that is what Islam teaches us. فِيهِ رِجَالُ وَيُحِبُّونَ أَيَّتَطَهَرُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. Islam speaks so much about cleanliness. The kafir culture is what? Go read about the French history. They hated water and taking baths. They just put perfume everywhere. Beta blank and bana stink. Outside, good fragrance and inside stinking. Go read about the French civilization and history and so forth. So that is where the world is today. Just use toilet paper and no water. Islam is the purest and the cleanest in the whole world. And nobody can take that away from us. So therefore, your foreplay, your intercourse, and thereafter toilet, and then your ghusl. That is the sequence you must follow, brother.
Mufti Sahab, if I'm doing my Umrah, I have all the du'as written on a card. Can I read from it, or do I have to memorize all the du'as?
The more you memorize, the better. You know how big the crowd is. You're going to look at that card. Some people will push you from the right hand side. By the time you look at the right, another guy will push you from the left. Another guy will push you from behind you. Half your cards will fall down and so forth and so on. So therefore, if you can memorize the simple one, so memorize it. I give you one round. One round meaning one shot, one circuit around the Baytullah. How much you read the dua? So I'm taking you that for one circuit, right? Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, Wa ala Ali Muhammad, Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim, Wa ala Ali Ibrahim, Innaka hamidun majid. Then Allah mubarak. Now you're passing the Hatim, the semicircle. Now you're approaching Rukn Yamani. So when you're coming towards Rukn Yamani, hadith in Ibn Majah, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiya fi dunya wal-akhirah. I used to read this loud, so my wife must read with me. You see, you know when we used to go, "Oh beloved Allah, I beg of you forgiveness. Ya Allah, we beg of you for afiyah, safety, comfort. Regarding our iman, Islam, our health, our wealth, our honor, whatever we relish and cherish and what is permissible. Fi dunya wal akhirah, in this worldly life and the year after." Hadith in Ibn Majah, 70 angels say, "Ameen, Ameen, Ameen." And then you pass Rukn Yamani. You don't kiss Rukn Yamani. There's bid'ah to kiss it. And hand, you can touch it, but today you can't touch it because they put itar there if you are in ihram. Then from there, Rukne Yamani to Hajar Aswad, every time you pass there, Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. Chapter 2, verse 201. So simple duas learned. Learn your labbaik. You're going next week, you're going next month, you're going Ramadan. So learn labbaik. People, they know albaik, but if they don't know labbaik, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, inna alhamda wa ni'mat alaka wal mulk la sharika lak. So that is how you start preparing from now. Yesterday, I had tafsir in a masjid. One youngster told me he's going for Umrah. So while doing tafsir, I called him, come here. So I opened the Quran and I showed him Surah 2, verse 128. I see, you see this line? Learn it, read it daily. Wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, show us the places of Umrah and Hajj. Ya Allah, we are sinners. You forgive us, Ya Allah. You still extended your invitation to us. How benevolent, how merciful, how you are, Ya Allah, the most majestic, the most generous. Innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Verily, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the one that is forgiving, very merciful. Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain, Masjidul Aqsa, decimate the Americans and the Jutlas who want to steal Palestine. And we say one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. 8:30 to 9 will be Mufti Farhan Karani. 11 to 12 will be Bliss of Marriage. 1 to 2 will be Tafsir of the Noble Quran. Today is Wednesday afternoon. Make special dua for us and the Ummah at large. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.